Hello and welcome back to Open Crypto. So let's talk about something that's really weird with the economy, something that's going on that not a lot of people are talking about, especially in the mainstream, globalist media. They're not talking about this, but they're kind of, speaking towards, there's supply chain issues, we should have price controls. The economy, it's recovering, but, Omicron is actually pulling us back down. There's supply chain bottlenecks caused by the recent slowdown in the economy due to the government shutting everything down. Of course, they wouldn't phrase it like that. They say because of the global sickness, that's the reason why the economy is down, not because of the government. But besides of all that, we're going to get into it today, kind of what's going on with the economy and why is it so horrible? What's going on here? But I want to start off with, this article by CNN here, price controls, should the government control how much food and gas costs? You have a lot of people talking about, should we maybe introduce price controls once again. The Guardian, could strategic price controls help fight inflation? So we know that a lot of them are going after, specific price controls, maybe certain foods, certain, commodities like lumber, maybe we should control prices, control gas prices, like they try to do in the 70s. And then like the New York Times come out and saying price controls set off heated debate as history gets a second look. So they're saying people are just, talking about price controls. Should we introduce them again to combat inflation? And things like that. But who's afraid of price controls? I wonder who's afraid of actually instituting, price controls. This is from Intelligencer. And then we have from Vox here, I changed my mind on rent control. Rent control won't fix the housing crisis, but it's still a good idea. And then you have all of these articles talking about how Omicron spread continues to strain our supply chains. DP World says global supply chain needs 2 to 3 years to recover from the pandemic. Empire State Survey of New York economy turns negative for the first time in 20 months as Omicron strikes. Biden's first year tracking the U.S. economy recovery from the pandemic. And then finally, the last article we have here, it's time to confront the prospect of a global recession. So all of the things I just showed you basically explains that the economy is in a horrible situation right now. We have people talking about price controls, and let's talk about price controls for a minute. Look, let's take rent control for instance, right? This Vox article, I changed my mind on rent control. So they always talk about, greedy landlords are raising their rent because they want more money and they can try and gouge people. But when in reality, what price controls are going to do if you say you can only charge $1,000 a month to live in this certain area, what's going to happen is you're going to have people who just straight up don't want to build in that area and will not build apartments or houses and say, it's not worth it. I'm not going to spend, $400,000 to build a house in this area where I can only rent it out for $1,000 a month, because that's just not worth it. Or people are going to build extremely cheap, try to get it as extremely cheap as possible. These, disgusting, high-rise apartments that, they build in some places of the world where all they care about is profit. And that's true. Sometimes in some places they'll build, these high-rise apartments that are basically completely worthless. Like in Russia, they build these massive high-rises that people live in, and it's like basically they're super tiny and they try and gouge people. And that's what would happen if they try to, introduce price controls. Say, hey, I'm going to build this huge apartment building and it's going to be made of absolute dirt, and I'll charge $1,000 a month for it. And that's basically what will happen, is that you'll have quality go down and you won't have any new things built in the area if you try to introduce price controls on rent. Price controls will not work. It will just slow development to a point to where people want to move somewhere else. So that's what price controls will do. And then speaking about the supply chain thing, when you have consistent bottlenecks, month after month after month that just are not being resolved, like the lumber problem, like it's continuously hard to build a house. People are still, it's hard to get pool cleaner. It's consistently hard. There's the town I moved to recently, there's a Target here that almost never has any full stock shelves. It's got a, grocery area where, some of the shelves are just completely bare and they only have one kind of meat there, and it's like chicken breast, and it's like in the 10 pound thing or whatever. And it's like, there's no actual food here I can buy. I need to go somewhere else. I need to go to somewhere more local to source my food. But when it comes to these big, overarching supply chains, they're just not working out. And why is that? Is it because you know, they locked everything down a year ago, or is it because the actual economy isn't doing too well? So, and this is the last article I want to talk about here, this from LinkedIn here. It's time to, you know, confront the prospect of a global recession. So, I mean, we have these retail problems. We have this distributor problems. You have problems with OEM. You have problems with suppliers. And then you have the back chain suppliers that supply the suppliers. They're consistently having issues in terms of, you know, how much do their products cost? You know, can they even source products? You know, like Germany has a massive problem with producer price index where it's up 25% in the last, annualized year alone. In the year 2021, it went up 25%. So inflation is up 25% when it comes to, you know, lumber, when it comes to gas, when it comes to everything like that, it's up 25%. So I think this is probably more than just, you know, in a supply chain problem. It's the entire economy itself is what's suffering. So, and if you look at the GDP, right, because they say, oh, our GDP is continuing to go up. So we're not actually in a recession because we're continuing to go up in GDP. And they say, oh, negative GDP growth for, two quarters in a row means that we're in a recession. You know, they said that we had one during the global shutdown and everything like that. But what they don't take into account is inflation on that. So right now, if you take the actual inflation rate, which is about 15%, but let's just say it's 7%, all right? 7% is what they said it was in December. So if you look at quarter three, it's about 2.5% GDP growth. But if you take into account inflation, that 7% makes it so that the actual growth rate is negative 4.5%. So we're actually, you know, losing value over time, and especially quarter, it doesn't show quarter four on here because they don't have that released yet, but it's similar to quarter three. And even quarter two and quarter one and quarter four of 2020 all grew less than about 7%. They grew about, you know, less than 5% actually. So in the last year, not counting quarter four, the inflation rate has been higher than the GDP growth rate. So that is a problem itself. When you have, like inflation like this, the amount of money that your country makes is actually less than that of how fast it is depleting in value. So think of it this way, right? If I have $100, let's say I make $100, but, the inflation rate is 10%, and then I get a raise of 5%, I have $105, sure, but my actual true earnings will be 95% because I will actually have lost 5% of my value because of inflation. That's kind of what's going on right now with all of the inflation problems, with all of the, you know, how the supply chain problems, where inflation is just going up faster than the actual value of the entire economy. And that's why we're having bottlenecks, because things just cost too much to make now. Things are extremely hard to get, because there are less things for the actual money. And that's continuing to be a problem. And that's something that's going to continue if the government decides to continue to print money. They're not able to raise interest rates. And this is something that we're going to see more in the future. I mean, the average person in 1970 made, $25,000, or they made $10,000 a year when the average house cost $25,000. So it was only two and a half times their wages to be able to save up for a house, right? So they don't have to, if they saved literally all their money, which is impossible, but let's just say they did, it would take 2.5 years of their wages to be able to buy a house. Now it's something like eight times. The average American makes, I'd say, $37,000 to $45,000 a year, and not median, but like the actual average. It would take, because the average house costs like $380,000 at this point, it would take like eight years or something like that to be able to. So that's what I mean by inflation relative to GDP growth, because what we're seeing right now is inflation is outpacing GDP growth, and that is why we're seeing supply chain problems and things get harder to buy. If you go to the grocery store, things cost more. I used to be able to get away with going to the grocery store and only paying $45-$50 a week on groceries. It's under $200 a month I would get it sometimes, where sure, it wasn't the most quality, it wasn't the nicest spaghetti sauce, or it wasn't the organic, delivered milk or whatever you have it. No, it was, store brand stuff. I'm young, so I can kind of get away with that. Of course, I was eating, healthier things, but I'm not going to get into that. And eggs, of course, are still very cheap, and I buy a lot of those, but that's besides the point. If you go to the store, you basically are paying $80 now at this point, or at least I am, for the same exact stuff. Literally, nothing has changed. I am now paying $30 to $35 more per trip to the grocery store. So now I am down, if you had, you know, $30, $60, $90, $120 a month is what I am now down, even though my wages have not really increased at all. And that's a super big problem for me and for many other people, because the actual economy is shrinking, meaning the value of my labor is shrinking, the value of the entire economy is shrinking, and that is a problem. It's not the supply chains, sure, that is a problem, but the actual economy itself is shrinking over time, and that is something that the Fed doesn't want you to know, and the government doesn't want you to know, and the corporations don't want you to know, because if people found out that we're actually shrinking, I'm sure all hell would break loose. So if you guys like this video, please don't forget to like and subscribe down below, and I will see you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.